There's like regs and whatnot. Second thing we do.
Oh, no, I'm asking if they come. I don't know if it's legal or illegal.
I don't know, you know, sometimes.
There's just one other thing I'd like to say, and that is you may or may not know that 20 hours after my husband passed away, I was notified. This is a horrifying event for my family and me. And I understand it was with a series of errors. And I would just like to say in reference to that evidently in his personnel file, which was accessed on Friday morning, the contact person was my nephew, Harry Gill, who we raised like a son, put him through college, and he is indeed our son, and a number that evidently was a wrong number. I would like to admonish you to update your files on a regular basis, to have two contacts, to verify the numbers, especially in this age of cellular phones, that the numbers are correct, because this was very injurious to my family. And I would also admonish you not to have your executive director make a declaration of a person's death until it is totally verified. I know that this was a series of errors, that it began probably with the sheriff's report. I have some questions about that, which is, you know, outside of what I'm saying now. But I know that it was not malicious on anybody's part. I completely understand that. Nobody would do this. But I also know you would not like to feel the pain that we have felt. And I would appreciate your making sure your system's working and it has some guards to it so this wouldn't happen again. I do thank you very much for honoring him. This is a separate thing, and it's just trying to make things better.
Just to let you know, on because of follow-up on this, we have a process now of updating the files, much like you suggested. And then I wanted to personally apologize to you on behalf of the board and staff, and let you know I had asked about notification and had then received the comments from the police that they did not want us to notify and that they would be right on it, and apparently they were not, and I would not have left town if I hadn't gotten the assurance that you were in the notification process, and I deeply apologize that for a whole set of circumstances it didn't work.
Thank you, Mr. Corbett. I appreciate your concern. I know it was a series of very unfortunate errors. I appreciate your having said that. Thank you.